So, lockdown, we're in it, and what can we do about it? Devastating for any number of businesses and business sectors, one being the hospitality area. Kristen Slattery is the president of the Bendigo Motels Association, and she joins us on the show this morning. Kristen, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Robbo, and Steve.
Well, without having to guess the answer, how bad is this lockdown for you?
Well, what was looking like 3 days of 100% occupancy, which is the tradition at this time of year for the Sheep and Wool Show, we're all going to be sitting empty with, clothes signs up, doors locked. Devastating.
Now, would you have had to, some of your motels would provide food. Did you have to get extra food in? I'm sure restaurants have, but do you?
Like most of us serve breakfast. We actually personally at the Juliana reopened our restaurant for dinner for the first time on Monday night after 12 months of being closed. So, that's a bit of a kick in the guts after waiting all this time to finally think we can move forward with that part of the business. And here we are back in lockdown.
It was actually looking like we were going to get away with it, and then all of a sudden this came on. Did you have any better warning than everybody else did, or did it hit you at the same time?
Yeah, same as everybody else. I think yesterday there was a bit of a waiting game knowing that there was going to be an announcement, and that was dragged out most of the afternoon. But it was inevitable. We were just hoping it might have been Metro, not the whole state. But, yeah, clearly they're trying to make it easy and lock us all down again.
Are some businesses so close to the edge that even just this additional 5 days could tip them over to a point where they're just not viable?
Yeah, look, it could. Landlords are still knocking on the door for the rent. Our operating costs without opening the doors don't change greatly. A five-day lockdown has a greater impact on our businesses than the immediate 5 days. It takes consumer confidence backwards again to travel. We don't come out of lockdown and back to normality. It's a slow process each time. So it's more than the 5 days damage to our business and our figures, unfortunately.
Do you accept the reason for this, or should it have been a Metro thing?
Yes and no. I get why they're doing it. I don't have a solution. I wish I did. Personally, I'm now fully vaccinated, so the sooner that can happen, they say that they're going to stop doing these snap lockdowns. I hope that's the case, and I hope we can get to that point sooner, because we're past being tired, we're exhausted and deflated. It's depressing.
Yeah, I guess, as you said, one of the hardest things that people don't realise too is, if next Tuesday they go, yep, that's it, it's lifted, that means sort of really nothing for you, because it's going to take time to not just build up bookings, but the confidence. I've been through it actually in the last couple of months. I've had to cancel two, bookings that were all locked in and ready to go, and a flight as well. And I mean, that's, in the great scheme of things, nothing. But you extrapolate that by thousands of people, and it's just awful. And you think, well, why should I try next time? Because it's probably going to happen again.
Correct. We see that with each lockdown. People are uncertain. The one thing that we have started to see a shift in our industry is people considering booking direct, which gives the greatest amount of flexibility with those bookings. We'd still love to get that message out there further, that when you book direct, you support small business, you keep your money local, and it gives both parties the most amount of flexibility each time this scenario plays out. So if we could get one positive to come out of all of this for our sector, that would certainly be the swing to book direct. Mm. There's still a lot of work to be done. People do wonder why. It's hard to get your hopes up. It's hard to put your finances on the line every time you try and book something that's supposed to be special for you.
So what's the big next big thing on the calendar for hotels and motels in Bendigo?
Yeah, look, I'm not 100% sure. We had a couple of cancellations last night for a theatre-style event that was planned for next weekend that's pulled the pin. I'm not quite sure what we're actually looking forward to. I think Bendigo on the Hop at the end of August might almost be the next significant event. Obviously, we saw Awaken get capped at the last minute. We hope that doesn't continue to happen. We do understand why, but it doesn't make it any easier on us attracting visitors if numbers are capped. Keeps people away, unfortunately.
Yes, indeed. Kristen, our heart goes out to you and to all of the people in the hospitality industry. We just all we can do is hope and pray we get through this one and more people get vaccinated and we don't have to go through it again. But who knows? Fingers crossed anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Our hearts go out to all those involved in the sheep show too. That was our core business this weekend and we know they were ready to open up this morning and that's been taken away from them for the second year running. So our heart goes out to everyone involved with that as well.
Indeed. Thank you. Kristen, all the very best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kristen Slattery from the Bendigo Motels Association. She's the president of that group.